We'll call the meeting of the River Forest Development Review Board to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Mr. Crosby.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Ms. Fishman.
Here.
Ms. O'Brien.
Here.
Ms. Ryan.
Not here.
Chairman Martin.
Here. Okay, so again, we have some ministerial tasks to take care of this evening. Mr. Roach, did you want to address us before we approved or regarding any of these minutes or findings of fact?
Yeah, I mean, more of a question because I was trying to find this online. Do I need to stand up?
Yeah, if you could go to the microphone, that would be helpful. Just because we audio record all the meetings.
Priorities must be observed.
Oh.
I was looking for the information online, precisely what the content of this meeting is. I couldn't find it. I didn't have time to call Eric or the village attorney. I got a pretty good idea from the previous meeting what this entails. The only thing, is there anything in plain English that you could just tell us about that?
Well,
about the meeting?
Every meeting, just like you're being recorded right now, there are minutes.
Being recorded?
There are minutes taken of the meeting. And we have, at some point, we have to review the minutes when they're transcribed and so they can be presented to the Board of Trustees. So we have minutes from four different board meetings tonight that have been circulated to us, and we're going to discuss whether or not they're going to be approved.
Okay.
And at the same time, when we approve the minutes, we also have what's called findings of fact, which are the...
That was the part that I was confused.
That's the explanation of our votes that goes to the trustees. And in this instance, we're dealing with the findings of fact that each of us arrived at our votes for the Harlem and Chicago property.
Okay. Fair enough. I appreciate that. Is this an opportunity to enter anything in the record or no?
If you want to, go ahead.
The only thing I would enter into the record is the assessments by the third-party economic analysis done by Tesco and Associates provided as financial reasoning behind the viability of this project by their own volition in page one, paragraph two says, Tesco Associates has utilized data and information provided by Kaufman and Jacobs and Senior Lifestyle to reach our conclusions.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, thank you. All right, so the next matter on the agenda this evening are the minutes from our June 21st meeting. Everyone had an opportunity to review these. Anybody want to make a motion to approve these minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? You want to call a roll, please, Cliff?
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Fishman.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, then we have the minutes of the DRB meeting of June 28th. And again, this is primarily Concordia's applications for the matters. And then after that, we get into the Lake and Lathrop, the first hearing on Lake and Lathrop. So somebody want to make a motion to approve the minutes from the June 28th meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? You want to call the roll, please?
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Fishman.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, the next matter on the agenda are the minutes from our July 26th meeting, which again was the Lake and Lathrop project. If everyone's had an opportunity to review these minutes, would somebody make a motion to approve them?
I'll motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? You want to call the roll, please?
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Fishman.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, then we have the minutes from the August 23rd meeting. Again, this August 23rd meeting dealt with the Lake of Lathrop, the conclusion of the public hearing, and then our discussion and recommendations. So if everyone's had an opportunity to review these, would somebody make a motion to approve these minutes?
I move.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? I'll call the roll, please, Cliff.
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Fishman.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, finally, for the DRB, we have the findings of fact from the application for the project at Harlem and Chicago. And in these findings of fact reflect that there was a majority and a minority from the board. It reflects those standards that the minority found had not been addressed, or the documentation provided did not justify finding that these standards have been satisfied, at least to the minority. We've heard Mr. Roach this evening. There is statement in these findings from the minority finding that the standard that he's concerned with hasn't been met. Before we make the motion, paragraph 8 on page 8, we need to discuss before we make a motion. This was a condition that was placed on the approval. And this is the standard condition that the village wants put on the plan developments that gives the village the right to, it gives the village an easement, gives them the right to inspect the property. Option 1 gives the village an easement over the exterior of the property to examine the exterior of the property. Option 2 gives the village an easement to review the exterior and the interior common areas of the property both. And it's done, Lisa, am I right? It's done to see if there's compliance with the building codes and safety codes of the village.
Well, let me just clarify. The primary objective of this easement is to be able to go onto the property to ensure that any stormwater detention facilities on the site are being maintained and are functioning correctly. So I think option 1 is really what we're after. Option 2, in terms of annual inspections by either the health inspector, the fire marshal, the building code official, those are things that I think we would otherwise have the right to do. So I believe that option 1 should cover us, but option 2 obviously is a little bit more liberal.
Okay. So if someone wants to make a motion to approve these findings of fact, would you please specify in the motion whether you are approving it with option 1 or option 2 for condition number 8.
All right, I would move that we approve this, and I would like option 2 in paragraph 8.
Okay, so is there a second to Mrs. Fishman's
motion? I'll second it.
All right, any discussion on this matter? All right, so it's been moved and seconded that we approve these findings of fact, including option 2 to condition number 8. Any discussion? All right, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Fishman.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, there's nothing else on the agenda. I think we're caught up with both the DRB and the ZBA. So thank you all for coming tonight. We have a motion to dismiss.
A motion.
There's a second?
Yeah.
All in favor say aye. All right,
aye.
We're dismissed.
Thank you.